We're doing the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah. We're up to the 8th chapter in the introduction, page Kuf Aleph in the Rambam Nam edition, and we'll dedicate our learning to Chaya Sarah Bat Yosef. Aperik HaShmini. The Rambam says the 8th chapter, so to speak, the 8th topic he wants to explain, Beityachsam Na'aratzot V'Limlachot V'Lanashim U'Mishpachot. When we say that certain rabbis are associated with this country, or with this job, or with this person, or with this family. All these different people who were part of our tradition, so the one who compiled the Mishnah, he wanted to identify them so that people know who they are specifically. So each one had a different identifying marker. There are some of the rabbis that Rebbe identified him as the one who had the following trade in order to make his name specifically famous. Kigon Shamal, like we find Rebbe said, Nachum alavlav. Nachum, the scribe. He wrote tefillin and mezuzos. Rebbe Shimon Hashei Zori. Rebbe Shimon, who used to put, to spin cloth. He used to spin either cloth or wicks. So sometimes Rebbe identifies the Tana based on his job. Meaning, so that's one way that Rebbe identified different Tanaim. Umehem, and some of the Tanaim, some of the rabbis, Sheiches Le'altzo, that Rebbe identified them specifically based on where they lived. Kegon Shamar, like Rebbe says, this rabbi was Ish Hadid, the important man of the city Hadid. Ish Ono, the important man of the city Ono. Ish Bartota, or the important man of the city of Bartota. These are different cities in Israel. So, ve'inyan ma she'amar ish tzrida ve'ish Yerushalayim ve'zulatam min hamkomot. And the reason he said sometimes he was the important man of the city Tzreida, or he was the important man of the city Jerusalem, or other places, mipnei shu yidua makomohu uchvodo, because that was a famous place, and he was known, he was famous in that place, and he was like the glory of that place. You say you come from Kiryat Moshe, people say, oh, is that where Rav Mordechai Eliyahu lives? Sometimes the fame of a place is based on who lives there. You say you come from Vilna, people say, ah, that's where the Grah live. So, right? That's.
Remember we learned that when he left? Yeah, fair. Left and I still have issues with that.
Okay, so that's why Rebbe sometimes identified a person based on the city he came from. Klomar, ki zeh ish u'menshei makom ahu, be'emet ra'ui likroto ish. This person among those people, he is fitting to be called an Ish. He is the important person among those people. Umehem, and some of the rabbis were identified, Misha Yodieu b'shem aviv o achiv, he's identified based on who his father was or his brother, Kegon ma'amaro, like we find Rebbe saying throughout the Mishnah, Rebbe Ploni ben Ploni, Rebbe so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, or Rebbe Ploni achiv Ploni, or sometimes we find throughout the Mishnah, Rabbi so-and-so, the brother of so-and-so. V'zal ben, we find this frequently throughout the Mishnah. So that's another way Rebbe identifies the rabbis. U'mish yodiyo b'mishpachto, and sometimes Rebbe identifies him based on the family. Kigon shama ploni ha-kohen. Like sometimes we say Rabbi Yossi ha-kohen. You have Rabbi Yossi ben Tachlafta, you have Rabbi Yossi ha-glili, and you have Rabbi Yossi ha-kohen. So there's the Rabbi Yossi who's identified because he's a kohen. There's the Rabbi Yossi who's identified by his father. And there's the Rabbi Yossi who's identified because he comes from the city of Galilee. So each one is a different Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi ben Tachlafta lived in Tzipori. But we don't call him Rabbi Yossi of Tzipori. We call him Rabbi Yossi, the son of Tachlafta. So now everyone knows who this Rabbi Yossi is. You have Rabbi Eliezer Ish Bartosa. Rabbi Eliezer, the important man of the city of Bartosa. Then you have Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus. The Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Hurkanus. So each one is identified by their marker. So what the Rambam just taught us is that Rebbe identified the specific rabbis either by their job or by their location, their city, or by their family, their father or brother, or by their more general family, the fact that they were a Kohen, something like that. Yeah?
When they mentioned just Rabbi
Yossi. Oh, so we have rules. When you have Rav Yossi in the Mishnah Stam, it's Rav Yossi bar Tachlafta. Rav Eliezer Stam is Rav Eliezer ben Hurkanus. We have rules how we know who it is. Rav Yehuda Stam is Rav Yehuda Rabbi Eloi. We have rules. But you're right. It's
the reason all Rav Yossi is identified
The regular Rabbi Yossi is Rabbi Yossi ben Tachlafta. Right.